next few days, it's going to be 90 on Wednesday with 66 overnight, 86 on Thursday, get a little bit of rain overnight, and then Friday, 88, Saturday, 88, more the same. We're into summer. It's sort of not the hot and humid, but it's the hot, and we're going to get to the humid real quick with all this rain that we've been having. A few more commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
So once again, it's Joe Peters with Polly Anderson. Let's do a sound check. Say hello, Polly.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, we're doing good. So I've known Polly for a long time, and I realized driving over, because I always sort of put in my mind what we're going to talk about, I really don't know much about her background. So I thought we'd start there, as I do with most of our guests, and figure out how they got from the cradle to where they're at.
cradle?
Yeah,
or did I go back
maybe
that far?
A little far. I was born at a very early age.
Well, once I start talking, most people say, well, of course you're from Wisconsin. There's a little bit of that in there people usually pick up on. But I moved to New Jersey when I was 10 or so, and I've pretty much been here most all the time since, with just a short stay over in San Diego in my late teens. But, you know, been around the Flemington area and have lived in Lambertville now for 35, 40 years. But it's kind of funny. I mean, I live there. I have a great life there. I'm very involved there. But Flemington is sort of like still a secondary place for me. I have a lot of friends here. I've worked here. The chamber is here.
Right.
So, you know, still have a lot going on in my Flemington life.
Well, great. So where did you go to high school at?
I that was at Hunterdon Central.
Okay.
Until like February of my senior year, when catastrophe hit and I got moved involuntarily to California to actually graduate. But I still celebrate with my classmates here as if I was a graduate. So, and after high school, I went to school at Trenton State College and became a teacher.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, this is a great show. I say it's like having a lunch on the air because it goes by quick and we get to know a lot about each other.
So I taught it actually here in Flemington. Like I said, I have a strong base here. And I taught at the middle school here, remedial classes. And then left that. I went to work for a moving and storage company that my soon-to-be husband worked for. I worked there for 3 years, and then kids came along.
Okay. And how many of those did we have?
Two kids, one of each.
Okay.
Wyatt's 30 and Hannah's 28, and they're both very active in their lives and feel like we did a good job because they haven't moved home.
Okay, well, that's good. Once again, this is Joe Peters with Polly Anderson. I started the Facebook part a little late, so I just want to say today is Tuesday, the 9th of July, 2019, and we're discussing how a woman nearing retirement or in the retirement phase of her life can find things to do in Hunterdon County. I think that's our theme.
Mm-hmm.
I've known Polly through a lot of things. I mean, if I go to a chamber event, she's usually there taking the tickets. If I go to, she first met her when she was selling subscriptions to a magazine for advertising and on and on and on. And today you're doing mostly your...
doing a lot of the Amway-related product sales and also the gift line. I still have that. That's not in Amway, but, kind of a business product line for people, businesses that are looking for... sales incentives, staff incentives, things like that.
Right, I do remember looking through that catalog.
Right,
and
right.
I think when I first got to meet Joe Johnson 1 year, he gave me something to pick out of that.
Oh, okay,
It's not a bad... If you don't know what to give somebody for Christmas, it's got a lot of, ideas.
Right, and I have businesses that use them for a lot of different things, not just the holidays, which is, good for them and good for me, and... it's one of those things you just keep working on.
wonderful. So Amway, it was always a multiple-level marketing opportunity. I guess it still is.
Yeah, it is. They just celebrated this year is their 60th anniversary. People say, that's still there? It's still around? It's 60 years.
So I had some experience as an MLM person, and I got into one that was selling radio education, TV education. We actually had our own, it's called TNT. We had our own TV education, and we sold this channel as a supplement. And if you came into it and it brought other people, then everybody made a few pennies down the line.
Right.
And it got bought up by what's now today legal services of some sort over time. And I lost heart because that wasn't why I've always been in education as far as an interest level, and I thought this was really good.
Sure.
So one of the things I used to figure out as a multiple-level marketing person, as I saw somebody a block and a half down, by the time we got face-to-face, they found a way to go into a store or something.
Because
it was, here comes Joe. I'm going to hear more about what he's doing.
Yeah, that is the worst feeling. And, a lot of I guess there's probably different ways of building businesses, right. But it's, you know, if you're doing it right, you're building it as a relationship. You don't want anybody right. to feel that they can't still talk to you, even if they've said, no, I'm not interested.
Yep.
So, you know, that's always been my feeling about it, is to just make it comfortable. Hey, I've got something you might be interested in. If you're not, that's okay. If you are, then we'll talk more. And
I fully believe in a business model because mm-hmm. it's a wonderful business model. Yeah. It's as good as you want to be. I also did electricity, where you'd save people about 8% off their electric bill.
Uh-huh.
And then when my real estate business took off the way it did a few years ago, and that was sort of waning because the electric companies got very competitive
mm-hmm.
in
yeah.
reaction to what we were doing, it just was harder and harder to sell. You weren't getting that much of a savings. So I believe in multiple-level marketing, uh-huh. and it's a business that goes on working even when you go on vacation.
Right.
And you typically brought in by somebody in what's called an upline.
Uh-huh.
And they get you situated and trained, and then they help you develop a downline.
Right.
And from that, you make a little few pennies on each dollar they sell, and it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and there are different kinds of formats for that, building your team, your depth. Some of them only go where they only pay you for a couple levels down.
Right.
And that can be more challenging. So, you know, I was lucky enough to find, you know, this organization, and they pay on complete depth. So that's
wonderful.
Always a good thing. And but, you know, not to dwell too much just on that, but I also, you know, part of my business is also sales. And
right.
that kind of feeds into what we were going to talk about is
yep.
about the, you know, what do women do? And men, of course, too, but there's a different mentality, I think.
Right.
But for women, you know, what do they do when they've left their 9-to-5 or want to leave their 9-to-5 or they
yep.
never had a 9-to-5,
yep.
but the kids are gone and,
yep.
you know, they're wondering
there's
what
this
to
need.
Do.
This,
yeah.
Marilyn went through it. I mean, she worked for a medical school, and
sure.
she got retired about a year and a half before she was ready to be retired
because
they would have made it a lot of her function. And she decided, I just didn't want to do anything new for another year and a half. I've
yeah.
been doing this for so long. And she took her Social Security plus what she had accumulated as far as an investment as an annuity and then said, but I'm not done. I feel I have more to give. What do
yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
So she found a job at Costco. And if anybody walks through Costco, you'll see Marilyn handing out something there on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and
yeah.
weekends.
Yeah.
And that's good for her because she loves to talk to people. They pay a competitive wage, but she's not there for the money. She's there because she needed something to do.
Well, and you need to feel like you are still keeping yourself active mentally.
Right.
And, you know, being able to be involved with any kind of a business, no matter what you're doing, so long as you're still doing something. And
right.
that is, you know, really important for anybody. And as we get older, you know, if you do any of the reading, just, you know, AARP and all, and, you know, in the newspaper, the men's health, women's health, just any and all of the magazines, they talk so much about, you know, keeping your brain active because,
right.
you know, if you don't, you really start to slide and, you know, they want you to do Sudoku and, you know, just anything that really keeps your mind working. And being involved in any kind of a business, any kind of a job, or any kind of function just does fill that need.
Well, there's a couple of ways of looking at it. I think they're all cute. One of them says people are lasting longer. Another one says people have a longer shelf life than they used to
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
But we're getting to a point where if you retire somewhere around mid-60s, which was the goal when I was growing up.
Sure.
You still have more than what used to be 12 to 15 years left.
Mm-hmm.
You may have 30, 40 years left. And do you really want to spend 30, 40 years watching, I'm not going to pick on Jerry Springer, but let me just mention a TV show like that. Because
yeah.
you do fall into a trap of sitting there gaining weight and thinking this is the world, and it's
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
So I know we've had at times the people from oh, my goodness, my mind has gone blank. The
I don't know where you're going, so I can't help you.
Yeah. Who's the woman who runs the – she used to run the Hunter –
from the chamber?
She used to run the Hunterdon
– Helpline?
Nope.
Okay.
The Leadership 101 program when it first came out. And now she's running a large charity.
Okay. From United Way?
United Way. That's
Bonnie
it.
Duncan?
Bonnie Duncan.
Okay. I didn't know she started the
yeah.
helpline, or the 101.
And she's a beautiful person, and she mm-hmm. talks about just this with the seniors there. And she says, because I remember when I was doing the Leadership 101 program 3 years ago, I went in to interview her. And I said, well, how can you help the seniors? And she says, you're looking at it backwards. It's how can the seniors help the county?
Oh,
and that's what I help them do.
Yeah.
Get involved in helping people do their income tax. Get involved in helping people learn skills that they want, including computer skills. And United Way is a wonderful institution.
Mm-hmm.
There's a United Way in every county, I guess, because I know I've met her counterpart over in Somerset County.
Mm-hmm.
But just because whatever it was you were doing stopped and you're not ready to stop, it doesn't mean you have to stop. There's plenty to help you get involved in doing in Hunterdon County. Some of it is voluntary work like United Way or Hunterdon Helpline, which I was involved with for a couple of years. Some of it is just entrepreneurial. So you can go to ShopRite or Costco. They all need people. We're out of people. So
sure.
It's not that hard to get a job if that's what you really want
right,
to do.
Right. And, you know, if you want it for the financial aspect of it, that you're right. You can go to lots of different businesses that are, you know, will pay you something, you know. And if you know, depending on what your needs are financially, but, you know, certainly something is better than nothing most of the time. And, you know, keeping yourself busy and meeting people, and if you like to help people, there are those, you know, almost any kind of business, even like at a ShopRite or Kohl's or wherever, you know, you're still helping people that way.
And pretty much, you know, we talk about, oh, they want $15 an hour. We don't need to talk about that. We're paying $15 an hour minimum wage as a de facto standard. No matter any of those companies we just mentioned, if you go to work there, you're going to get, if not, very close to $15. Because we're out of people. Look at the signs on the door. There are no people left.
Yeah.
So we were just talking yesterday or the day before that Marilyn said, just so many people come in the summer because they're teachers all year long.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in the summer. I said, yeah, the real critical point is around August 15th, about 5 weeks from now, when the kids start going back to school and the teacher's getting geared up for the next year. And that's where we run out of people again.
Right, right.
So we do have an influx of people during the summer hours. But where Marilyn works, it's like an indoor mall because in Hunterdon we have no place that's a mall.
Right.
So she says people come in and walk around and they are – she hands out free food, so she's one of the stops if they like something she's handing out. And she said, it's amazing. We have people from seniors there every day. She said, I'm not there every day, but every day I'm there, people are there that I've seen every other day I've been there. So she said, it's the place to go. It's a little bit of exercise, a little bit of social life. And
well, for some people, that is just, I mean, it's as important to their life that they have that opportunity to do that. And that's a great thing. That it's there for them.
But where I first met you were at some of the Leeds groups, where, in effect, when I went to Hunterdon County Leeds, and we used to have three of them. We have two right now, a North and a Central.
Right.
And Polly was there selling, at that point, advertising in the magazine. It was a seniors magazine.
Right.
I think it's still in existence.
It is. It's the Hunterdon Helpline's Choices for Seniors
Choices
directory.
For senior.
It's also online, available online, so you can get a lot of resources there. Just a plug for Hunterdon Helpline. If anybody listening needs any help finding resources of any kind, but they have a strong senior component. And if it's not for you, you're not the senior, but you're helping a family member or even a neighbor or whoever, give Hunterdon Helpline a call. They will be able to help you find whatever resources you're looking for.
And Susan Lax is their executive director, and Susan is a beautiful person with her whole heart on her sleeve as far as this project.
Yep.
They have done some really, and just a plug for them, on the 20th, which is this coming Saturday, is Salsa Night, or is it next Saturday?
It'll be the following. I think it's the following.
They bring about 10,000 people downtown if it's not raining, and it's a blast.
And it's going to be over in the on the Stengel Road
That's
property.
What I saw.
Right. So
why is that? Is there?
I honestly don't know. But you know, it's a lot to close down Main Street.
Right.
But I think they also maybe have good parking over there. Makes it a little bit easier with all of the Liberty Village parking that they have. And so Salsa Night's a great night.
If you're looking to get involved and do something like Hunterdon Helpline, you could either sit on a line and take calls. They'll train you how to do it.
Sure.
What Hunterdon Helpline says, and they do Somerset County after 6 o'clock at night as well, is that any call will be matched up with the right resource, and we will not give you another number to call. We will do all of that for you and put you in touch with the right person.
Yes, yes.
If you like doing that kind of, or they have about 65 people they call once a day just to check up on them.
And they always need volunteers who would like to do something helpful. So making those calls to, for example, homebound seniors, they, you know, it's a friendly, and I think they call it a friendly service. And, you know, just give a call to, you know, Gene and say, hey, how you doing? It's Hunter and Helpline calling. And, you know, just checking to see how you're doing. It's been really hot out. Is your air working? Are you drinking enough water? Did you take your meds today? And who came by to see you today? It struck up a conversation.
Right.
And they also have some that are actually in-house visitors, I believe. So
I think they do.
So, you know, they have a lot of volunteer opportunities as well as, you know, some paid positions.
So we've mentioned two of them, and I got to tell you, there's another dozen or two that are just
good. Yep.
We have a lot of thrift stores that are helping, and we have a lot of others. I know when I went to, they were having a dinner for, her last name is Bryant, Susan Bryant. No, so I'm not going to.
Is it Susan? I think I know who you mean, but I don't know her personally. So,
and at that point, and the guy's retired at this point, said that, you know, we're living longer, and as a result, we now have a lot of seniors. Linda Bryant.
We have a lot
of seniors, and Linda was the person that put all the senior programs together here in Hunterdon County. And he said that because we're living longer, and this was an amazing talk, he said we live a year and a quarter longer for every year we get born later than the last year. So, in other words, the people born this year will live a year and a quarter less than the people born next year, the rate we're going. He said, well, let me say that backwards. He says, by 2030, we're going to be living to 130 years old.
Wow.
Now, forget the quality and whatever. The issue is that we have people outliving their children because half their children's genes or somebody who may not be as healthy as they are.
Right.
And we have people out living their money, and they're still here in Hunterdon County, and we need to help them, and that's what this night was about, all the ways we help our seniors. So that's a big problem, because we do have a lot of people that are very remote in Hunterdon County and very self-sufficient in their own mind and don't really want help.
Right.
And we have programs to help them. Hunterdon Helpline is one of them. Another thing we do is the financially overlooking, the one that DJ Wright.
Yes.
No, I didn't have a right.
Mm-hmm.
He was the president of the last I heard. They oversee people's financial books and help them. Things as simple as people aren't taking advantage of them. And sometimes it's the children, not meaning to, but thinking, well, I deserve a little share for helping mom and dad.
Is that the Guardian?
The Guardian. There's lots of good programs if you, as a senior in Hunterdon County, want to get something to do where you're probably not making a little money, although the Hunterdon Helpline does pay the desk people. We've got programs for it. But what Polly keeps finding is enough to keep her running, and I'm very admirable about it because she's like the Energizer Bunny. She reinvents herself, and you were doing the gift catalog when I first met you, and now you're over to the Amway. And to me, I remember Amway as you had to buy $8,000 worth of soap and put it in your basement.
When any company has been around for 60 years, the only reason they've been able to be around for 60 years is because they've continued to grow and change with the world.
Right.
You know, you can't keep doing something the same way over and over again and you know, you've got to figure out that something has to change.
Yep.
You know, a lot of companies that started 100 years ago aren't around anymore because dynamics have changed. Like, the thing called a carburetor. I understand that those are obsolete in today's cars. So if you're a carburetor manufacturer, your business is going to be dwindling.
Yep.
And it's just that mentality that you have to change with the times no matter what it is. And Amway had started off with, you know, a sales program and they had one product and then they had a few products and they probably did have some requirements of amounts that you had to buy, but that's not the case anymore.
Right.
That's not their program anymore. And of course, they're online. I mean, you can't not be online, but it's not just online. And that's, you know, that's one thing that, you know, when I work with adults who are looking to buy some products for whatever, there's no minimum order, but they can go online and place their order, or they can call a person, me, because a lot of people say, I don't want to go online, or I need help, I don't understand
right.
this, whatever. They have a person to call, and that's been part of our model, too, is that, you know, we can do it either way, both ways. I mean, we're here to help people with whatever they want.
It is very key and very important, especially to people who do not want to do things. And we're getting so that we do more and more online, I got to
right.
admit it.
Sure.
But at the same time, there's always that need for that human interaction when there's a question. And I'll give you a great example. I took a vitamin made by a national vitamin manufacturer. It was a daily men's pack.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking it for at least 30 years, maybe longer.
Mm.
They discontinued it. And I sent them a note saying, okay, I guess something happened, but what do you suggest now that you're not? She said, well, it wasn't financially viable for us to make it anymore, and you might try this. It wasn't a really good answer.
Uh-huh.
And I, for one, would rather try to chat with somebody in a little right-hand corner and then clean up and get somebody on the phone. But this wasn't sufficient. I didn't walk away satisfied.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, you still need that human interaction.
Yep. And I will tell you that you and I should talk because I have a men's product
on
for vitamins and supplements. But no, I hear you, and that's one of the things that I pride myself on is being able to talk to people when they want to talk. You know, to be there if they have a question and. You know, that makes it a little easier for them.
And there's a big need for that. And
yeah.
I don't care what level you're at, whether it's gender nonspecific
mm-hmm.
and it's level of technology nonspecific. Sooner or later, you need to talk to somebody.
Well, that's right.
And 1-800-POLLY. I'm going to give Polly's last name once again is Anderson. And she's at 609-598-1120. And 609-598-1120. We'll give you that a couple of more times. Or Polly at qualityyouwant.com. And that's the name of her company. So if you would like to learn more about becoming an Amway distributor or just getting a catalog and purchasing a few things or understand the business or some of these other opportunities, because Polly is... as not more, at least the same level of involved in the county as I am, give her a call. My name's Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. I'll do the same. It sounds to me like if somebody wanted to get started as an Amway distributor, they need to do a couple of things. They need to be a little bit organized.
Yeah,
and
it helps.
Have some time to do it.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to start attending a few meetings, either online or in person, to get into the swing of it.
Sure.
And then have a mentor, which is typically your upline person.
Right. And in this case, it would be me.
Okay.
So, I'm for people who are looking for something, quite often people, they're maybe not looking for a business model, but they're looking for a way to make some money.
Right.
And, you know, there are a lot of different business models out there. The one thing I liked about what I'm doing is that there's so many products within my business that, you know, I'm not just a vitamin company. I'm not just a skincare company. I'm not just cleaning products. So right. I have a lot of different things. And, you know, some people buy just a certain variety of things. But anyway, for the person who's looking to make money, they may say, but I would like to concentrate on a certain product line, like the vitamins or skincare or whatever. And I said, you know, whatever works for you is fine. You know, they talk about women being, you know, skincare aficionados, and that's because they use it. And it's very easy to promote a product line that you use, and you always should. You know, you should never just promote something if you don't use it. And for me, I do use all the different products within my business so that I do have you know, a good background on it. Yeah. And I can help somebody who, you know, is just looking for some ways to make some money and, you know, do that. And getting started is really pretty simple. People just get a business number, through the Amway Corporation. I help them with that. That's no big deal.
Right.
And, you know, but I will help them along the way as much as they need or want. And it is smart, you know, if you go to work at a new job, and you just sit down at a desk and you have nobody there to say how to do the job, you're going to spend a lot of time spinning your wheels trying to do it and make mistakes probably, and maybe not, but it certainly is easier if you have somebody there to train you and to get you started, answer your questions, give you guidance. So that's kind of our mentality of doing things.
So now you mentioned everybody thinks of Amway of soap.
Okay. Yeah. And the very first product, yes.
I remember going to an Amway thing. Mm-hmm. God, I was still married to my first wife, so it's at least 40 years ago. And I used to call it swipe. Somebody would come to work and they'd swipe it because it was so good. I don't know if it was Amway, but it was something similar to Amway. And it became a product line. And it was primarily soap. But what you're mentioning to me today, it's not just a cleaning product company anymore. It's much more. The vitamins and the supplements and the skin care, excuse me, all add together to be much, much more than just
Sure. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, being that this is a senior-directed show here is that, you know, for a lot of people, they're looking for an easy way to be able to get the products, you know, to their homes and such. And that was one thing that they might be interested in, the vitamins and supplements and the skincare and the cleaners. But for the rest of the population, they're interested in those things too. And additionally, we also have a whole sports nutrition line that goes for people who are very involved in anything athletic. If they're bike riders and they like to do the 60-mile tour every day or whatever, younger people who do workouts, we have before and after strength products. And people who are in those athletic type areas, they know about these products. They're just looking at what their choices are. And so, you know, we have just so many different things.
And the old business model of having boxes in your basement is gone. It's an online business
today. I mean, people who, business owners, independent business owners, IBOs, they can buy as much and keep it on hand. You know, you certainly just want to have it handy for your customers if they call you up and say, you know, I didn't realize I was out of it, or my daughter went off to college and she took the particular product. I need some today.
Right.
So it's nice to have some things on hand, but you don't have to.
Okay.
And so it really, and, you know, the shipping is really quick and very inexpensive. And, and they have, I don't want to forget to say, because I really didn't expect this to be an Amway sales promotion for this segment, but to suffice it to say, one of the best things I think about us is that we have a 180-day satisfaction guarantee.
Wow.
And when you get your products, you know, delivered to your door, in your box will be a return address label that if you're not happy with something or whatever is, you know, and you're not, you want to have it returned, you can just put it back in the box, put the label on it, and take it to the post office, and you can return it for free. And something very important to point out is in the arena of, like, skincare and even, like, in the vitamins, usually if you buy those things out in the world, once you open those products, you cannot return them, especially, like, skincare, you know, any of those things. You can't return them.
Right.
Once they're opened, we will take ours back.
That's
and that's like very unusual out in the market. So
that
it gives
amazing.
People an opportunity to try something without having to worry about being stuck with it.
When we have nothing else to do, we watch the Shark Tank, which
uh-huh.
is an interesting phenomenon. And I came out of retail, and one of the biggest issues with retail is, like, if you're at a Gap, you have to have inventory in 1,200 different locations.
Yeah.
Where now, because we're doing online fulfillment, you may have some assortment in a store to show
right.
people,
mm-hmm.
but you can have it home almost as quick as they can get back there, right out of the distribution center.
Yes.
And you eliminate that multiple redundant need. The other thing was, Sears United States dropped their catalog trying to become more cost efficient, and they gave up the understanding of demand.
Mm.
Where Sears Canada, because most of their business is the remote parts of Canada, you can tell I grew up in retail, right? is still a catalog business. So when somebody comes in to the catalog online, or I don't know if they still do it over the phone. I don't do anything over the phone ordering anymore. But they come online and they're looking for this 4-ounce product in this variety, and it's not in stock, well, then they know there's a demand for it. People are looking for it. Maybe we should build more.
Right.
Whereas if they came into the store and they looked for it and they didn't see it and they walked back out, they didn't tell anybody because
mm-hmm.
we don't have people in stores anymore for the yeah. greatest spot.
No.
So retail has changed for a reason, and the reason is that the old model didn't work. It was
right.
very inefficient.
Right.
And a lot of people say, oh, look what Amazon did. I don't want to get into the tax complications of Amazon. But I will tell you, I went to one of our big box home centers and wanted to buy a barbecue. And because the barbecue wasn't more than $400, they wanted, I think, $65. I may be wrong, to deliver it. I went home that night and bought the same barbecue from Amazon, had it delivered the next day, and didn't have to pay I didn't pay a penny more.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to pay the shipping.
Yeah.
So it's...
Somebody has to be learning that lesson
yeah.
the hard way. I mean,
because yeah.
that is why a lot of businesses, you know, have gone under or,
right.
you know, over the years. And like I said, for our 60 years, we've had to change with the times. And, you
right.
know, we've made some mistakes, and we've made some changes that didn't pan out and
right.
had to make those changes. But, you know, every good business learns their lesson.
True, and the business model changes with it. And I'll give you another great example. Same barbecue now. We're sitting there, and there's a little drip pan underneath it.
Uh-huh.
And Marilyn said, what is that? I never saw it before. I said, well, all the grease goes down there, and every once in a while you toss it away. She says, well, so where do we get more? I said, I don't know. So I took the model number. I found it online. I hit one button, and the next day I had 12 drip pans for $6.95 delivered to my door with no freight.
Wow.
And
yeah.
she said, I can't believe you just did that.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, that's it. It's an on-demand world we've got today. So Amway has folded with the model. Another thing that I talk about when I get out and talk about what's changing in the world is that 3/4 of all the jobs 20 years from now, we can't even conceive today.
Mm.
And if I was to say that backwards, what we're doing today, people 20 years ago couldn't conceive of in a lot of instances.
Right.
So we're changing because we're changing with supply chain efficiency and delivery efficiency and cutting down on the overhead that made businesses go out of business. What's wrong with Sears? It was a great business. It merged with Kmart, I think it was, and
yes.
it was a third
mm-hmm.
company involved there. And I don't know, somebody once said, and they weren't talking about Sears, it was like merging the Edsel with the Titanic. I mean, it was just two businesses that needed to be refreshed and rethought, merging together to try to get an economy of scale, and it doesn't seem to be working. I'm going to miss them. I mean, my favorite Sears story was way back when I was a kid. They had a ratchet screwdriver. You push the screwdriver, and the thing twirled on the end.
Oh, yeah.
It had this little crisscross thing that made it go around.
It was probably a craftsman.
It was. So I had my father's, because he's passed a long time at this point, tools, and it was in there, but all the bits were gone.
Oh.
So I was in a Sears store not 5 years ago, and I was waiting for something. And I'm walking through, and would you know, I still found replacement bits for that craftsman
wow.
screwdriver.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it.
Well, because they knew a long time ago that was a good product.
Yep.
And that they still needed yep. to keep it available. Yeah. But other departments, not so much.
No, and businesses come and businesses go, and fads come and fads go. But I think today's customer wants a couple of things. They want to buy online what they want to buy online, and they still want to go to the store for the thing that they still want to go to the store. And I'll give you a great example. I just did it. I am an online buyer, but when I buy a pair of men's swim trunks, I got to try them on.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm a big guy, and they got to fit comfortably, or I'm not going to buy them. And I had to buy them. Once I found them, I bought more online. So, but that's, you know, I don't care what it is you buy. There are certain things you're going to still want to try on. If I want a suit, I go to Brooks Brothers, usually the outlet store, and I try it on.
Sure.
And then if it works, I said, could you have this elsewhere? And yeah, we don't have it in this store. We can ship to Nordstrom's. We called on Nordstrom's. When I was in retail automation, we called on Home Depot, Nordstrom's. Interesting stories. Nordstrom's is more of a manufacturer than it is a retailer. They own their supply chain. They make every shoe sold in a Nordstrom other than the brands.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And their business model was if you came in and you found the shoe you wanted and we don't have it in stock, we'll ship it for free from another store. It'll be at your house tomorrow.
Nice.
That's a great business model.
Yeah.
And the person in the other store got the commission on it. So, because he knew the next time it would be going the other way.
Yeah.
Business demand has changed. The competition has changed. And we're still like that scene in Animal House where the parade marches into the wall because they never made the last left. It's like we have a tough time adapting because we want to keep going on what we know. And what we know just ain't cutting the mustard.
No, that's it for sure. You have to, again, change with the times, find out what it is that you're looking for and how's the best way. And then companies need to be watchful.
Right.
Sometimes they're a little too watchful.
Right.
You got to be careful about that too. But
well, and companies get, when we were calling on Home Depot, they're opening a store somewhere in the world every 23 hours. Now think
Holy
about
cow.
How big a Home Depot is.
Yeah.
And how could you possibly be opening a store every 23? But they were doing it.
Wow.
And then along came Lowe's and enough several other formats. And their business model had to adapt to it. And now they have three, at least, business models. They have an online business model. They have a store business model. And then they have a commercial business model. So that if you're a commercial buyer, you can come in and buy certain products. And you probably buy it at a favorable price so they're competitive.
Right.
You just have to buy so much a year to keep your discount levels up there. So I, you know, it's good to hear that the company's still there. Let me read some of what Polly wrote here because it was mind opening to me. And seniors doing their shopping should be easy. And as a Amway business owner, it's a convenience with quality. People say and ask, "Is Amway still around?" We talked about that. 60 years, they've got to be good to have been around 60 years, and it's continued to change with the time, which we talked about. It's no longer just cleaning product, but it's skincare and vitamins. And I'm going to try your vitamins. We'll have to talk about that.
Okay.
One of the things that people are always happy is to be able to order online, but also have a person to call if there's a question. And sometimes you need to do that before you order online.
Right.
I know when I go to, I use Verizon. There's nothing wrong with AT&T and all the others, but I just happen to use Verizon. And every once in a while, if I am trying to figure out how to save a few dollars, I have to talk to somebody online. I can't figure it out on my own.
Yeah.
And the cable company, the same thing. Once a year, we do an audit on my cable bill, and we try to bring it down a little bit. Because it keeps growing all on its own.
If you don't watch it, it will.
Yeah, it'll eat you sooner or later.
I have Comcast. That's what I find.
So I have to call, and Amway has that. You know, you have a local representative, Polly. And I imagine, as you said, some people do keep inventory in stock in case of those emergencies, and there's a business model for that. But to have that personal touch and still have the power of the company and the shipping, the supply chain is key.
Sure. And we've been working with a lot of large corporations for many years, what we call partner stores.
Right.
You know, your Home Depot, your Best Buy, things like that. And, you know, they've come to us, which has been, you know, one of the best things. And we don't just take everybody. So, I mean, the company really does work really hard to be the right kind of business that people will be looking for, want to work with. And you know, it works out well that way. You know, one other thing that I wrote on that note you were just reading there that we didn't get to yet is, you know, this is a seniors show, and I want people to also know that and think we often have adults like Joe and I, but we're taking care of our parents. And we may not even be in the same state with our parents. And, you know, so that's one other thing that I do want to stress, that, you know, making it easy to be able to take care of them from a distance.
Right.
You know, sometimes being able to order things online and have them shipped direct is a great way to make sure that they have the stuff that they need. And, you know, whether it's the stuff that I sell or whatever, but, you know, we probably do that already, but you know, it's a great way to be able to help keep them in stock of whatever things they need. So anyway,
and I know a couple of the companies that I deal with online have the ability to refill. Like if you're buying 30 days to supply, I'll
yep.
give you a little discount if you want 30 days and you can turn it off at any time. We'll
mm-hmm.
just ship you more.
Yeah,
and especially on products that are date sensitive, that's important. You don't want to buy a year's worth and find out 6 months into it you've passed the expiration
right,
date.
Right.
So there's a whole bunch of things that come to light as to how can you use the convenience of the internet and still have the local representation, and
mm-hmm.
that's what Poly represents. Now, somebody sitting in a nursing facility listening to this, or a senior facility, and says, wow, I wonder if I could do that and be the local rep here. You definitely could.
Sure, sure. You know, there are a lot of people that work in any kind of a senior facility that, you know, they do have that option. And I'm sure that there's also restrictions on what they can and can't do.
Yeah,
you know, they can't
right.
oversell to people or whatever. But, I mean, being able to offer it as a service, that is definitely a good thing to do. And, you know, I've talked to other IBOs who have done presentations. Like they'll have vendor day at a senior facility.
Right.
And, you know, they'll bring in products to sell, or they'll just bring in displays and, you know, sit down with the people more one-on-one at another time to, you know, answer their questions and help them figure out what it is they need and want and go from there. So, but in those kinds of situations, people often aren't, you know, they don't have the ability to go out and do their shopping, and they maybe aren't even computer comfortable.
Right.
And so it is, you know, another way of offering service.
Well, and the other thing is the downline, which is maybe not what you're setting out the door to do. But somebody might say, well, I wouldn't mind doing that for 2 or 3 years, but I don't know. I can't see past that. Well, if you start a business and develop people underneath you,
mm-hmm.
and now it's beyond where you want to work anymore, you're either just not interested or in a don't can't for some reason, your downline is still working for you. It never goes away.
Right,
and
right.
It's a perpetuity kind of annuity payment that you're
yeah.
getting.
Sure, sure.
And we do that in real estate. If I bring an agent into my agency, I get a percentage of that agent's as long as they live.
Oh, okay.
So my boss said to me, we have people that have brought so many agents in, they're so making so much money, they're ready to retire, and they can't give up their license because they don't want to live up the income stream.
Oh, sure.
So there's lots of ways
yeah.
of doing the same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. You know, we've been spending a lot of time, too, talking about making money, but, you know, one of the other things we were going to talk about is the volunteering aspect
yep.
of what, you know, people can do with their newfound time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you wanted to lead
sure.
on to that,
no,
but... we've talked about some of the different things that I've been doing, and one in particular here in the Flemington area, it's an organization called Career and Life Transition Center, CLTC. It's an organization geared to helping women who have been out of the workforce for a long time but find that they have to get back into the workforce.
Right.
And they... may not have computer skills. They may not be able to. They may not know how to do a resume. You know, the resume is not. You have different kinds of resumes. Some people don't even know that, but there are ones where you can list all the different jobs you've had and what the skills are that you have. But for people who haven't worked for a long time, that's harder to do because you don't have that. So you can do something that's more of a paragraph form of the types of skills that you've developed in your personal life. You know, with organizations that you've done, if you've raised a family, believe me, there are skills there that can be used in a lot of different business formats. Yeah. So sure. So Career and Life Transition Center for Women is, as I said, it's an organization. They're partly state funded. There's 16 centers in New Jersey. But like a lot of organizations or, government programs, I guess is the best thing to say, the government has to find ways to cut their funding, so they start taking money away from wherever they can. And this organization has lost money over the years, and yet they're still trying to provide services to these women who are trying to get back in the workforce. So I got started with this organization 14 or so years ago. As a way to help them figure out how to do some fundraising so as to keep their services funded.
Right.
They used to be and all of these organizations that sound like they're state-funded actually had to be under the auspices of a nonprofit organization that would handle their finances coming in and going out, pay the small staff that was there. And so currently, and I'm not saying that that's going to change, but they're right now, they're under Norwest Cap.
Okay.
So, a lot of people know Norwest Cap. So, if you're looking for Career and Life Transition Center for Women, go look them up under the Norwest Cap website.
And that's either as a need or as I'd like to help in something.
Exactly. Like. So, like for me, I'm on the helping side because we come up with fundraisers to do and run the fundraisers and, in any number of things that need to be done. We have a clothing closet. So that women who are coming in and they have a job interview, we help them put together an outfit that will make them be presented properly and in their best light. And they also have computer classes to help women learn how to, from wherever they're at in their computer usage. If they're minimal, then we guide them along. But
that's marvelous.
They can also help them with...
In 16 years you've been associated.
Yeah, yeah. And wow. I'm not on the inside. I'm more on the fundraising.
Okay.
And we're an advisory committee.
Right.
And they're also out of Washington. They have a Washington, New Jersey, Warren County affiliate.
Everything I've ever got involved in, charity-wise or job-wise, has had so many facets. It needs so many skills and talents. If you're sitting out there and saying, I need something to do, I think just giving Polly a call and talking to her would be of help to you.
Sure.
You don't have to be interested in Amway. She'd love to help you. And I wouldn't mind helping you myself. Polly can be reached. Last name is Anderson, 609-598-1120, 609-598-1120. And I'm Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. So we got 2 minutes left, believe it or not. How did the time go by so quick?
Yeah.
And what didn't we cover?
I will say one other thing. As a woman, I'm involved with my Lambertville Women's Club called the Kalmia Club. And that's another volunteer opportunity, but it also... we have programs every month, and a lot of the women's clubs do. There's one in Flemington. I believe there's one in Clinton. They're all over the state. They're all over the United States, and they're all over the world.
Right.
And there are men's organizations as well, and they're all volunteer, and they all have a purpose. So it gives you an opportunity to find something to do. How'd they do?
I think you're doing great. We've got As a matter of fact, I'm going to start my commercial, and we're out of here. Thanks again, Polly Anderson. Let me give you the people your number one more time, 609-598-1120.
And my email, polly@qualityyouwant.com.
Qualityyouwant.com.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Joe, and everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks, and thank you guys for tuning in.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress will work together to raise the debt ceiling before the country defaults on its debt.
I don't think there's any chance we'll allow the country to default. As to the timing, we're going to stay in close communication with the Secretary of Treasury about when that actually must be done, and we'll no doubt do it on a bipartisan basis.
On Friday, an explosion at the University of Nevada caused a partial collapse of a mostly empty dorm. University Police Services Chief Todd Rennick gives an update on the building.
Globally, our structures are sound. Most of the damage that has happened is to non-weight-bearing or structure pieces of the building.
A final look at your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow fell 23 points to 26,783. The NASDAQ gained 43. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.